Shalom, people of God. I believe I have a word from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit, to the church, to us as individuals. And as the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me regarding the Ichabod state, one of the worst things that can happen in the life of an individual is to be in a state of Ichabod. Now, to be in a state of Ichabod is when the glory, the honor, the magnificence, the splendor of God, His tangible presence has departed from them. And we find this when disobedience, when pride and rebellion is not only in expression, but for some have become seemingly perpetual. And when persons are in an unwillingness to repent. Now, I read from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 28, and in that narrative, we learn that the prophet Samuel had passed away, and Saul was now up against the Philistines. Now, Saul wanted to know what would be the end game, and all his efforts seemed and proved futile, because we read where God answered Saul not. He didn't answer him neither by dreams, neither by prophets, neither by Urim. Urim was what was found on the ephod of the high priest, right? And they were used at that time to find out what God was saying. And we read that in 1 Samuel chapter 28, and we see that part in verse 6. Now, Samuel's death here, we can also say, was indicative also of God's silence. As we know, according to scripture, that the Lord speaks through his servants, the prophets, and reveals through them. And we can find that in Hebrews 1, verse 1, Luke 1, 70, and Amos 3, 7, for reference. Now, saints, legitimate communication between Saul and Evan was obviously disconnected. And so Saul's carnal impulses and desperation now led him to seek counsel from the witch at Endor. The very same wizards and people with familiar spirits that Saul had chased out of the land, he went chasing after them to invoke their spirit in an effort and in order to carry out his purpose, only in the end to exterminate himself from the kingdom. Now, people of God, could it be that witchcraft was also a part of Saul? Saul sought counsel, he sought information from persons dealing in the forbidden arts, persons who were conjurers and diviners, and Saul had enforced in all zeal in his early reign Moses' law in Exodus 22:18, which stated, suffer not a witch to live. And yet still he found himself in great compromise, mighty God. Now, the unfortunate reality here is that there are no leaders who are behind the pulpit who are preaching against sorcery, who are preaching against occultic practices, who are preaching against necromancers, conjurers, and such like. Yet, they are secretly partaking in it. What blatant hypocrisy. Now, I humbly submit to you this message out of obedience from the Holy Spirit as he began to deal with me in this regard. And I believe this is what I heard the Lord said. Because of pride, Lucifer was cast from my presence, the once covering cherub, beautiful one, light bearer. Now in darkness he dwells, full of deception, and the truth is not in him. Because of rebellion, a third has followed him and lost their estate. And because of disobedience, an eternal punishment awaits them. The father says, child, such nature has been found in many that have allowed themselves to be led of that spirit. And so I have not spoken to them, neither in dreams, nor visions, nor tokens. As such was Saul set as an example. Now they have gone and hid themselves to seek after familiar spirits, says the Holy One. Fallen ones for counsel. They are only hid to the blinded and bewitched. But dark and light, says the Father, are all the same to me. And I have seen them in their corruption and the blatant compromise, even for greed. They have prophesied lies to my people, things I have not spoken to them, lest they repent, says the Father. The kingdom in like manner will be ripped from them. The Father says, child, I alone search his heart. And I know intents and motives. Hallelujah. Don't be moved by their speeches and eloquence, for their tongues are full of falsehood. Remain humble in my presence. Draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he will flee. The Father says, have I not spoken? My eye goes to and fro, beholding the just and the wicked. Nothing a man does is hid from me. My covering has been removed from many, for they have chosen the way of pagans and have forsaken my precepts. Mammon, kararaboshaya, has become their god, so I am not in them. Scripture references Isaiah 14:12-14, Ezekiel 28:14-16, 1 Samuel 4, 1 Samuel 28. Saints of God, in this time and in this season, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. It is better to obey the voice of God than even the voice of man. Because man's hearts have waxed cold in this season. They have become lovers of themselves. Saints of God, I encourage you and exhort you today and admonish us that we are to seek for godly counsel, the counsel of God Almighty. To hear what he says in this time and in this season. For there is a falling away. And for many leaders that are deceiving the people of God, the kingdom will be, if has not yet been, ripped from them, and the glory of God departed.